Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Micah chapter 3 today, verses 5 through 7. Micah 3, verses 5 through 7. Micah goes on and says, "Thus says the Lord concerning the prophets, who lead my people astray, who cry peace when they have something to eat, but declare war against him who puts nothing into their mouths. Therefore it shall be night to you without vision, and darkness to you without divination. The sun shall go down on the prophets, and the day shall be black over them. The seers shall be disgraced, and the diviners put to shame. They shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer from God." We saw yesterday how God spoke through Micah against the leaders and the governors in Israel. Today, we now see that he's speaking against the prophets. And the prophets were the ones who were sharing supposedly the word of God, passing on what God has revealed to them to pass on to the people. But the prophets were only in it for themselves. We see here they would cry peace when they had something to eat, but they would declare war against those who put nothing into their mouths. That's what he was saying. He says they were in it for the money. And they would tell the people what they wanted to hear as long as they were filling their pockets. But when the people didn't do for them like they wanted them to do, they were hard on the people. Yesterday, when if you're looking, listening to yesterday's challenge, I referenced a passage in 1 Peter chapter 5, which talks about how pastors ought to not abuse their authority. We've been given authority in the church. I know a lot of churches don't like that. I know a lot of churches try to make everybody have an equal vote, but that's not God's design. If you look at the scriptures, it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, right around verse 12, to respect those who are over you in the Lord and hold them in high regard because of their work. In Hebrews 13, verse 17, the scripture says, obey your leaders. Now, here in 1 Peter 5, listen to verses 1 through 4. Peter says, "So I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that's going to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight," that's your authority, "not under compulsion, but willingly as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory." Peter says, look, we're to be an example to the flock, those of us in spiritual leadership, preachers and teachers. We're not to be in it for the money. We're not to be doing it because someone's making us do it, but because we feel God's called us to it. We're not to do it for financial gain. We're not to be lording our authority and domineering over people, but we're to be an example like Jesus Christ. But you know, the Bible's really clear. And we see in another passage in 1 Timothy 3, listen to verses 1 Timothy 3:1-3, saying, "The saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of overseer," there it is again, "he desires a noble task. Therefore, an overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent, not quarrelsome," listen to the last part, "not a lover of money." Back in our passage in Micah, God was speaking through the prophet Micah against the prophets because they were in it only for themselves. They were only ministering to those who could put money in their pockets. And when they had something to eat, they proclaimed peace. Everything's great. Everything's good. But when things got, well, let's just say when people didn't give them what they were wanting, they didn't take care of them financially the way they felt they should have been taken care of, they prophesied judgment on those people. Beware preachers that talk too much about money. You have to talk about money because it's a very common subject in the scriptures. Actually, the Bible says it's one of the greatest ways for us to know where our heart is, because where your treasure is, there your heart's going to be also. But when every message comes down to money and how you need to give to that person's ministry, be careful. Be careful of those kind of preachers. And by the way, preachers out there listening today, don't be one of those. Today's challenge is very simple. Are you interested more in money than in what God has to say? Are you doing what you do more about whether or not you're going to get a paycheck or whether or not you're doing what God's called you to do? Because actually, the prophets were called by God, yet they became more interested in the money and the people's response toward them than about being obedient to what it is that God had called them to do. Don't fall into that pit. It's a temptation. It's a trap. Don't fall into it. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.